God says right now, in the mighty name of Jesus, right now, the enemy forces look like they have advanced. But God says right now, there's an advancement in the Spirit of God, of His army, of His soldiers that are marching forth, that are going forth into battle, that do not have a spirit of fear on them, but they have a spirit of power, of love, and of a sound mind. Right now, we just thank You, Father, for the armies of heaven that are rising up right now in this hour. We thank You for people, for men and women of God that are awakening to who they are in Christ, that are walking in their spirit. Spiritual authority, that are governing cities, nations, territories, that are defeating the works of darkness. And we just thank You right now, God, right now, for the advancement of the kingdom of God on this earth, that we are advancing the kingdom of God on this earth, that we are warriors in the kingdom of God on this earth, and no weapon, no devil, no hell, no principality can defeat a son of God. We have the Spirit of God within us. We arise in this hour. We take property. We take nations. We take cities for God. And we speak the Word of God. And the Word of God comes forth with power, with authority, with boldness. And we declare unto the principalities right now that they have to flee as stark terror at the sound of our voice, because we are the sound of God's voice. And we just thank You and glorify You, God, for this thing that You are doing in Your sons, that they are rising from their slumber in Jesus' mighty name. Jesus' mighty name. We just thank You, Father, Holy Spirit, for the work that You're doing through us, that You're cleansing us out, that You're washing us in Your blood, that You're renewing our minds. And just thank You right now for the people that You have sent to us, God, to advise us, to counsel us, to equip us, to train us for this fight, for this battle. There is a battle for souls right now. There is warfare in the spirit, and we have to fight like we have never fought before. The Bible says that the kingdom of God suffereth violence, and the violent take it by force. This is not a passive, aggressive war. You have to be aggressive. You have to be firm. You have to stand in the midst of adversity. You have to be able to stand in the midst of turmoil. You have to be able to stand girded with the loins of truth for the gospel. And there is a rising in this hour. Men, women of God that are taking their authority, that are taking their cities, that are taking their place in Jesus' name.